Boss, you're listening to Force FM. My guest tonight is Patrick Franklin.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Patrick.
Hey, what's going on,
hey,
Boss?
Thanks for coming on, man.
Hey, no problem.
I played a little bit of Divine Comedy to start things off.
For sure.
Yeah, I was just testing that everything works.
It seems to be working.
It seems to be working, yeah, no. Nothing's set on fire yet or exploded, so we're doing all right, I think.
That would be kind of exciting, though.
I know, it would.
I'm waiting for that now.
It would. Patrick, tell us about yourself.
I am 25 years old, just turned 25.
Nice.
January 9th.
Oh, congratulations.
Must have missed that happy birthday text from you, but...
You missed it,
I'll get
yeah.
over it, I guess. but from Chicago, moved out here in October because we're working on the Heroin Am video currently.
There we go.
So that is why I'm here, time and
out
place.
Of the bag, yeah. Everybody knows now. We're making an
Am
video.
Was that a secret?
I don't know. Well, it was until about 40 seconds ago. it's not that much of a secret. It's, you know, we've been...
Words
we've
and spread.
Trips and... Yeah. Yeah, I guess.
People are hyped.
Yeah.
From what I see on the social media, for sure.
Glad to hear
it's
it.
It's going to be a good one.
I know. I'm really stoked for this video. I just want to make the best thing that we possibly can.
Yeah.
And everyone's, like, really motivated. And it's
a lot of new faces. A lot of new people that people... I don't think I've seen enough of yet.
So yeah,
it'll be good.
Exactly.
Kroll and Tony and everybody. So it'll be rad.
It will. Hey, should we start with a song?
Yeah, let's do it. Should we play that Ramon song?
Talk about skateboarding. Yeah, which one is it?
It's called Today Your Love, Tomorrow the World.
Okay, give me a sec. Can we start with something else that I might have on my...
We could do Tom Waits, Tangle Till They're Sore.
Yeah, why not? You know a little bit of Tom Waits.
Of course.
Tangle Till They're Sore. Rain Dogs.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's do this. Here we go, Tom Waits.
Well, you play that tarantella, all the hounds will start to roar. The boys all go to hell, and then the Cubans hit the floor. They drive along the pipeline, they tangle to their sore. They take apart their nightmares and they leave them by the door. Let me fall out of the window with confetti in my hair. Deal out jacks of bed on a blanket by the stairs. I tell you all my secrets, but I lie about my past. And send me off to bed forevermore. Sure they play my theme song, I guess daisies I have to do. Just get me to New Orleans and paint shadows on the pews. Turn the spit on that pig and kick the drum and let me down. Put my clarinet beneath your bed till I get back in town. Let me fall out of the window with confetti in my hair. Deal out jacks or better on a blanket by the stairs. I tell you all my secrets, but I lie about my past. So send me off to bed forevermore. Just make sure she's all in calico and the color of a doll. Wave the flag on Cadillac Day and a skillet on the wall. Cut me a switch, oh, hold your breath till the sun goes down. Write my name on the hood, send me off to another town. And just let me fall out a window with confetti in my hair. Deal out jacks or better on a blanket by the stairs. Tell you all my secrets, but I lie about my past. Will you send me off to bed forevermore? Stairs. I tell you all my secrets, but I lie about my past. Send me off to bed forevermore. Send me off to bed forevermore.
All right, we're back. That was Mr. Tom Waits, who I am a huge fan of. If you've ever heard this show before, I've definitely probably played a few Tom Waits songs.
I think it might be a heroin pastime at that point.
I think it might be. You know what's funny? Like, I went to meet Adrian Adrid one day, and we hadn't really skated much together, and I was just like, oh yeah, let's go and skate today. And yeah. He was like, yeah, I'll meet you at LA High. I get to LA High, and he's like playing music off of his phone, mm-hmm. and I was like, what are you listening to? And he was like, Tom Waits.
And you were like, mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh, okay, well, that works. Yeah, you totally fit on.
Instantly.
Like, it's not a problem. You do it for us. It totally works.
Sure.
Like, you know, it just made total sense. I'm like, yeah, you really like Tom Waits. And then we ended up going to see him like a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
We drove up to San Francisco to do the bridge school benefit.
Was Adrian with you?
Yeah. Well, no, he wasn't with us, but we met him up there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because we both managed to get tickets. So.
And if anybody out there doesn't know who Adrian Adrid is, YouTube him immediately, because he is the best person and also at the same time the best skateboarder. Hi, Adrian, if you're listening.
Yeah. What's up, Adrian? So, yeah, and then what's even funnier is, like, I wouldn't even go towards, like, when I was, like, sending people, like, the heroin team on, like, Europe trips.
Yeah.
Like, I was sending, like, everyone to Paris or Barcelona or whatever, or the UK team. And I was like, Fat Jim and Rogi can handle the mm-hmm. filming, whatever. And they would all listen to Martha.
Yeah, I've heard that's like the
and
team
that
theme
was like
song
the
on
team
trips.
Theme song.
Yeah.
And it's like the saddest song
like,
ever.
Yeah, it's miserable.
Yeah,
at
and
that
it's
point.
Like, but it's amazing and beautiful. And it's like,
oh yeah.
Yeah, I think it's fantastic. And he always like, and they all sing it to each other all the time.
But that's funny to think about too, because imagine like, if you're going to be going skating, like getting kind of juiced to go skating, and that's the song you put on before you get to the spot.
Yeah.
I feel like everyone would just like, lay down and cry on the ground at that point, like when you get out of the van.
Everyone is skating.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
pumped.
For sure.
But what's like weird, even like I remember going to Japan like years ago, and we had a distributor in Japan, and they were like, "Yeah, we want you to come over and do some demos. We're going to pay for your tickets and a hotel and all this." And I'm like, "Wow, okay." And we're like this little tiny company out of the UK,
mm-hmm.
so we went over there, and it was like me and Pullman and like Arthur Tubb and Joey Bressy.
Yeah.
And we were like, I think we were our only team. And they were like, well, you can choose what music you want. We're going to drive you to Sendai. And I think we're the only team who's ever done a demo to like Tom Waits and Morrissey,
that's
you know?
Sick though.
It was like, that's what we wanted to listen to. They got
that's
us pumped.
Funny.
And it was like,
that type of music mixed with Pullman riding around in like tight little chino pants and stinky glasses. That's awesome.
Yeah,
that's the epitome of what it is, though. That's how it should be.
Exactly. It's just like, you know, we're not trying to copy anybody. It's like we're into what we're into, and
we've
I think
never tried to impress anybody.
Yeah, I think it's important to like wear your heart in your sleeve.
Yeah.
Well, you know,
might
like,
as well.
This is what I'm into. Like,
fuck it.
Exactly. But then you know, we mix it up. There's like lots of different stuff.
It's good.
It is.
Keeps it exciting.
How'd you hear about heroin skateboards?
Just through the videos when I was a little bit younger, when I was living in Chicago.
Yeah.
It was like growing up as a kid, and I don't know, kind of my scene was that whole like Baker, you know, tight crew pants and fucking Reynolds threes jumping downstairs. And then it was kind of my friends and I started to stray away from that and kind of get into different stuff and letting more of like music and art and movies that we're into kind of influence like how we looked and the things that we wanted to skate a little bit more.
Yeah.
And that was like, kind of was like when I was like, I can watch Good Shit or I can watch Everything's Gonna Be All Right or Live from Antarctica and not only relate, but then be completely stoked on what you guys were doing.
Yeah.
So then it was a few times just like getting boards on occasions, whether it be like birthdays or something like that, you know?
Yeah.
And then I hit you up before I even knew that you were coming over to America through Baker Boys. And I sent you a tape and you responded pretty quickly and you were just like down, stoked. But then it was like that weird little middle period.
Yeah.
Where you weren't like going to be shipping me boards from the UK knowing that you were going to be shipping them from Baker.
Yeah.
So it was just waited around a couple months, and then I was actually living in Arizona at Matt Price's place when my first box came.
Ah.
Super stoked.
That's so funny.
Yeah. I had the eyeball board was the first one that you sent me, and then the slime graphic, the green slime board.
We're doing the eyeball again.
Yeah.
For summer. So I'm pretty hyped about that.
Glow in the dark again?
Yes, it glows in the dark.
Are you going to do full dip or
no,
just the
wood
stain?
It's not wood stain, it's not full dip. It's it's gonna have wood sides, mm-hmm. and it's gonna have like fades. It's gonna fade for like crazy colors.
Kind of how the new Good Shipboard is.
Yeah.
Sick.
But with like crazy colors.
Yeah. That'll be awesome.
Yeah, I'm really stoked on.
I saw the other day on Instagram, I meant to ask you today, but I guess I'll put you on blast now. What's up with the Good Shit hoodies that are going around in the UK?
Oh man, they're UK only. I know, right? I should get Zolek to send me a box.
He should for sure.
But then it's like, it's February, like next week.
That's true.
It's going to be warm the rest of the year.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So.
But what if we're taking trips up to SF, or I'm going to Chicago with Cody in April?
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to need something to keep me warm.
That's true. Maybe I'll hit Zolek up and see if he's got any kicking around.
All right.
Because, yeah, they were good.
They're so sick.
Yeah.
That is, like, to me, the most iconic heroin graphic.
Do you know
sure.
where that came from?
No.
Right. Oh, you're going to love this story. So, I used to skate this park called PlayStation all the time, mm-hmm. and it was in London. And one night I was skating, and there was this like big, huge, you know those things that they put wire on, like and pipes, and they wrap it around, and they use it to put on the back of a truck.
Yeah. So you can just pull the wire.
Yeah, and it's like essentially
out.
A big bobbin. Or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah.
And we had like a curb-sized metal bar resting on the top of that, mm-hmm. and a fly-off, and I was like ollieing out of the fly-off. Mm-hmm. I was a lot younger and like a bit, probably a bit better at skateboarding than I am now.
Aren't we
and
all?
I was like, I ollied out of the thing, and I was like 50-50 in this like metal curb, like landing on this metal curb and 50-50 in it. And I was like, right, I just need to go a bit faster. And I like kept trying it and not quite getting it. Mm-hmm. And then I went faster and I got on crooked and ended up like pitching and like falling and breaking my wrist really badly. And
so that's you laying on the ground.
And I went to hospital. I got an ambulance and they took me to hospital. And as I was like on the way to hospital, I was like looking out the window to see if I could find skate spots.
Oh.
And I was like, fuck, like, I'm like addicted to skateboarding.
That was
I like
it.
Love it so much. And I got to hospital and I had to move out of my house because the lease had come up.
Mm-hmm.
And I was living with my girl at the time, and she was like, look, you just hurt yourself all the time, and like I can't handle this anymore. I don't want to live with you anymore.
Yeah.
So we broke up. She broke up with me. So I lost my house and my girl.
And you broke your arm.
And I broke my wrist, and I was in hospital waiting for them to put pins in it. And so as I'm in hospital, they were like, right, we might put pins in today. Mm-hmm. Like, so like they'd wake you up at 8 a.m. and then you'd wait all day. And then 8 o'clock at night, they'd be like, oh, we're not going to, like all the surgeons have gone home.
Can't do it to the next day.
So you wouldn't be able to eat anything for the entire day.
Wow.
Right. So you're like, oh, well, thanks. And that happened for 4 days straight. And I was like, look, I can't be here anymore waiting for this operation. I gotta go.
I'm starving.
Unload my house.
Yeah,
because we've gotta move all our stuff out.
Yeah.
And like, and while I was in hospital during those 4 days being starved, I was like, I'm gonna make a skateboard company. And there I'm gonna call it Heroin.
Yeah.
Like, because I'm like addicted to this thing called skateboarding. I just want to skate right now because it's the only thing that's going to take my mind off all this crap.
And it was the only thing that was taking your mind off all the bullshit that you were dealing
with
time and place, you
exactly.
know?
Exactly. So, and then, so I was so pumped to do a skateboard company.
Yeah.
And I had this idea and I drew the logo with my left hand.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why the
and
Good Shit logo. Yeah.
Damn, cool.
Yeah, that was the Good Shit logo and where it came from.
That's awesome.
I found the original when I went back to London, and it's like tiny. It's like 1 inch.
Yeah.
Yeah, like less than an inch long.
Yeah.
Like the original sort of logo.
I'm glad that you reissued those boards.
Yeah, I know. I should do different sizes.
That would be...
I pretty much really reissued it and made it on an 8.125 for pin.
Oh, okay.
Because he rides 8.125s and he's a total nerd. And
he skates more than anybody ever.
He skates every single day and like, yeah, he's a lunatic.
Oh, look who it is. We were just talking about this guy.
Andy.
Andy Compton.
Andy.
With the call.
Yeah, answer it.
Compton, hello. Compton, we're going to put you on speaker. Hold on.
We can do that. Andy.
Hey, what's up, guys? Thanks for having me on the show.
No problem at all. Thanks for the call.
I'm actually just calling in with a request.
Oh, yeah?
I just finished the movie The Firm.
The Firm?
I was thinking about Craig.
Yeah. Which one did you watch? The original or the second one? The remake?
The original with Gary Oldman.
Excellent. It's good, isn't it? Yeti! Yeti!
Yeah.
It's so good.
Alright, well, I was going to say play Kenny Rogers the Gambler.
Oh my god.
Oh, okay. Alright, we can do
Come
that.
Come on.
Yeah, we can do that.
We'll do it for you and we'll do it for Craig.
Listen, I'm going to give you my top three football hooligan movies right now.
Please.
Rise of the Foot Soldier. ID.
Are you writing this down, Compton?
He's memorizing it. ID and Cass.
Yeah, I'm typing it.
Yep. Top three football hooligan movies of all time. I got on a real tip and like watched a lot of football hooligan films.
Well, that's amazing considering how much you hate football.
I hate football. Yeah, it's terrible. But I think the violence aspect of it's interesting because they're all a lot of idiots.
Yeah, no, great. All right, well, I'm gonna head out. I'm gonna head to the bar. Probably won't hear the rest of the show.
Yeah. Okay, Compton.
All right. Thanks for the support.
Kick rocks, buddy.
Hey, I just want to let everyone know. Listening, Power Radio is coming back. I'm just kidding.
You would plug yourself on Foz's radio show, you piece of shit. Get out of here.
All right.
Bye.
And it's good night from you. That was Compton, everybody.
Shameless self-promotion.
Per
usual, everybody.
Okay, but I can play that song.
Yeah, that would be sick. Yeah. Do you remember when Craig was
repeat? I do, yeah.
Him and Merriman.
You know, I went to, for some reason I ended up in San Diego with Merriman in a bar doing karaoke.
Did he do that song?
Right. And he was like, I absolutely won't do it. Won't do karaoke. Yeah. And I was like, fuck, who cares? It's a load of drunken idiots. I'll just get up and do a Sex Pistols song.
Yeah.
I don't care. It's fine, right? I don't know anybody in here. I'm not going to be embarrassed. I'm in San Diego. I'm never going to see anyone again. And I'd just get up and I'd do like God Save the Queen.
Yeah.
You know, it's fine. Like, and people are like, oh, nice fake British accent. I'm like, yeah, whatever, dickheads. And then I was like, well, like, Merriman was like, I will only do The Gambler.
And he did it. That is cool.
All power to him. It was amazing. Yeah. It was good times.
Fuck yeah, Drew.
All right, here we go. This one's for Drew Merriman, Craig Questions. Oh, no. Got an ad. Skip this ad in three. We're playing off YouTube, by the way. So, we get it. All right, here we go.
Sun does ride.
On a warm summer's evening, on a train bound for nowhere, I met up with a gambler. We were both too tired to sleep, so we took turns of staring out the window at the darkness till boredom overtook us. And he began to speak. He said, son, I've made a life out of reading people's faces, knowing what the cards were by the way they held their eyes. So if you don't mind my saying, I can see you're out of aces. For a taste of your whiskey, I'll give you some advice. So I handed him my bottle, and he drank down my last swallow. Then he bummed a cigarette and asked me for a light. And the night got deathly quiet, and his face lost all expression. Said, if you're gonna play the game, boy, you gotta learn to play it right. You got to know when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. Every gambler knows that the secret to surviving is knowing what to throw away, knowing what to keep. 'Cause every hand's a winner and every hand's a loser, and the best that you can hope for is to die in your sleep. When he finished speaking, he turned back toward the window,
brushed out a cigarette, faded off to sleep. And somewhere in the darkness, the gambler, he broke even. But in his final words, I found an ace that I could keep. You got to know when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough to count when the deal's done. You got to know when to hold up, when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. You got to know when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done.
All right, thanks, Compton, for suggesting that one. Thanks, Andy.
Have fun at the Red Room.
Back to you, Pat.
What about me? What do you want to know?
Tell me about Patrick Franklin week, P. Franks week.
Yeah, you hit me up the other night after we had filmed that little video at
the
Red Curbs.
That was awesome, man.
That was really
fun.
Red Curbs
session.
That spot's awesome.
Yeah.
For anybody who hasn't been there, you should go. Thanks, Jason Hernandez, for making all that possible.
Yeah.
Because it is a blast.
It's amazing.
I went today
and we saw Stefan Janowski.
I'm saying, when we were there, we saw BA. There's a bunch of heavy hitters coming
heavy.
Through to
it's a new
bring it back
spot,
to the.
Huh?
Bring it back to the good old times.
Yeah.
But yeah, definitely fun. But we filmed that little video and you posted it.
How good was the fact I totally missed your varial flip?
It was a backside flip,
it was
and
backside
that
flip.
Was some of the most botched filming that I've ever seen.
I know, but I was so
but
proud
it was
of it.
It worked.
It couldn't have gone any better.
I'm saying.
Like, I went off screen for like a fraction of a second. And
it's
it
because you know I can't
long.
Do flip tricks, so you just figured I was gonna miss it.
Yeah, I figured. I was like, okay, we're done. Oh no, we're back.
I know. Came through. But yeah, we did that, and then Packy shot. We shot the feeble tail grab photo.
Yeah, that
which
was
is
awesome.
Kind of a hilarious photo for what it is.
But it's like it looks like it's just totally posed.
I know.
It looks like a feeble stall.
And
but you are actually going 30 miles an hour.
I was like trying to haul ass.
You were hauling ass, you were.
But in the photo, it does look like I'm just posing the trick on the
it
curb.
It totally does. It's so good.
But then, yeah, the next day at work, you were like, I'm thinking about doing a P. Franks week. And I was like, okay, let me know when you want to do it. And you said, well, it kind of just started, so you better get me some photos to post. But it's been sick. I don't know. It's kind of a funny idea.
I don't know. Yeah,
it makes me feel a little bit weird that I'm like posted every day, but it's cool for... Yeah, I'm
I just
down.
Think it's. I mean, I think you just gotta run with these dumb ideas. If
oh,
you get
for sure.
something that comes into your head, you should kind of run with it.
Yeah,
like that's why I have a skateboard company.
Exactly.
You know, it's like.
And it's like all the photos don't have to be the best thing in the fucking world. Like last
yeah.
night, you said, you know, we were out of photos, so me and Alex shot that photo last night on the banked wall in Long Beach, and
yeah.
that was like, cool photo. Was fun skating last night with Alex. So
yeah.
It gives me something to do.
Cool.
We need one for tomorrow. I don't know what we're going to do.
Yeah. When do you think the weekend's? Because it started Sunday, right?
We got to take it through Friday, though. We
yeah.
got to go Monday through Friday. Because that's what that was
well,
all
that's
photos.
Just tomorrow.
Yeah. So we need one.
You just need a banger.
Jesus.
We could hit. I mean, no, Papke's like our go-to right now.
Yeah,
so.
For sure.
I don't know. He might have something around.
Maybe just a portrait or something. Send
yeah.
me off.
Yeah, Boardshop sent me that. Picture of the
ancient kickflip.
The ancient kickflip.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks, it does look kind of.
That was pre glasses. That's how
right.
old that is.
Pre glasses.
Yeah.
Wow. No pink trousers,
no
bandana, yeah, no flow at all.
I was pretty clean cut back then.
You were.
And then at
what
some
happened?
Point
you hit
along.
Your head?
I started losing my vision and then I couldn't see what clothes I was putting on in the morning and it's all been fucking downhill from there.
The swooshy pants.
No, but yeah, I don't know. It's, I don't know. I would rather put something on and feel comfortable or kind of look a little bit funny. And that kind of just stems too from like Matt and Gene and like the videos that we've made
yeah.
in Chicago. It's like, I don't know. Be fucking weird. Why not?
Yeah.
Fuck it. Yeah. Who cares if people hate it? Some people are going
to
love it.
Oh, I mean, you're talking to the guy who wears patches. All
That's what I'm
his
saying. Yeah.
And, you know, like, and it's, I sponsor the guy who wears the balaclava.
And, yeah, yeah. And it's like, skateboarding can get bland. It's good to have people that just fucking make it fun again, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah, I'll wear some pink trousers every once again.
Can I just say that I'm really glad that you live in California?
Me too.
Yeah.
I'm glad that I'm out here. And we're. Cody's here, by the way, everybody who doesn't know. Cody.
Hi.
Hey.
Deep fried Cody Thompson.
What's up?
Cody's making the new Heron video.
He is. He's the filmer extraordinary.
That's official. It just got made official.
He's taking a beating out there for sure.
Yeah, he's taking the troops to the streets.
Slamming all over the place.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. It's good to be out here and avoid the winter for sure. It's good to see you, and it's good to go skate with Tony and Kroll and everybody. And
dude, it feels can we like just talk about how awesome Kroll is for a second?
Yeah, Kroll's the shit.
He's so sick.
He is the man.
Yeah, I love Kroll.
He rides a skateboard faster than anyone I've ever seen in real life, I think.
Yep.
He's just a beast.
He's like the American Howard Cook.
That's such a good reference. Yeah. Totally.
Right? He's a savage, man.
He is. He's so sick.
He kind of reminds me of Daryl from Walking Dead.
Yeah, a little bit.
You know what I mean?
He's
He's like kind of a bit of a dirtbag, sort of vibe going on. He's awesome, though.
Yeah,
really cool.
in the best way.
In a great way. In the best possible way. He's awesome.
Yeah, he's always, I don't know if he's coming back to work, but it's always a treat seeing him at work. And whenever we can see him out skating on the weekends, it's really sick.
All right, should we play another song?
Yeah.
You know, we're halfway through the hour.
That's crazy.
It's insane. I mean, we got a little bit of a late start, but...
And then we had Compton fucking up our flow, but I guess we're back on track now. Yeah, we can play one. Do you want to look it up? Do you have it on your computer now, or is that still not working?
I got that song for you.
Oh, yeah, let's do that one for sure.
Should we dedicate this to Jim Greco?
We can.
Yeah, why not?
Jim, love you. Can't wait till the new park's done. This one's for you, the Ramones. That's a good one.
What's the connection between the Ramones and Tom Waits?
I don't know. You're going to tell me right now.
I don't want to grow up.
Oh, okay.
And he did a cover of Beat on the Brat.
The next song I'm going to play is going to be a cover of The Libertines. I don't know if you've ever heard that band.
I remember The Libertines.
Yeah,
they were big in the UK.
Yeah.
I think they actually supported somebody that I saw. Maybe The Vines or someone.
But yeah, it's a cover by Adam Green called What a Waster. It's a good one.
Is it about Compton?
It could be about Compton. Compton, get your head out of the gutter. Get your ass back to school, man.
Get your ass back to school.
You need to figure things out.
All right, are we playing this now?
Yeah, we can.
Is this happening?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. This is What a Waster, Adam Green.
What a waster, what a fucking waster. You pissed it all up the wall. And round the corner where they chased her, there's tears falling out from everywhere. The city's hard, the city's fair. Get back inside, you've got nothing on. And mind your bleeding on YouTube, Bob Cunt. When she wakes up in the morning, she writes down all her dreams. Reads like the Book of Revelations or the Celestine prophecies. Oh, I really wanna know, where does her money go? Where does all the money go? Straight, straight up her nose. And I never even liked it anyway. I much prefer it the other way. What a divvy, what a fucking div. Talking like a moron, walking like a spiv. I was laying in bed, paying my rent. He was knocking on the door for something that he lent her brother. Meanwhile, from under the cover, she said, save me from tomorrow, man. Save me from tomorrow, oh no. Oh no, not me. And I never even liked it anyway. I much prefer it the other way. I never liked it anyway. I much prefer it the other way. What a waster, what a fucking waster. You pissed it all up the wall. And round the corner where they chased her, there's tears coming out from everywhere. City's hard, the city's fair. What a waster, what a fucking waster, yeah.
That was good. Whoa, that feedback's not good.
Feedback, great
yeah,
video.
Yeah, Adam Green, What a Waster, huh?
Sick, huh?
Yeah, it's good. Cool. Well, it's 9:37.
Mm-hmm.
What should we talk about? Chicago.
Yeah.
Maybe things will be better in Chicago.
In Chicago, they usually are. It's a great place.
Tell me about it.
Big city. I don't know. I guess it's kind of like anywhere, like LA, where you have the big city and then surrounding suburbs.
Right.
But it's fun. Bars are open till 4.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of...
See, that's always a dangerous thing, because like,
oh, for sure.
Me and my friends, our landscape trip to New York.
Yeah.
Bars are open till 4.
Everyone
so everybody's
just gets fucking
like,
lost.
Yeah. You know? It's like everybody would go out and like everyone works and they start work at like 10 in the store, and then 7 o'clock they go home and they sleep until midnight,
mm-hmm.
and then they go out and they party from like midnight till 4, and it's insane.
Mm-hmm.
And trying to get anything done in those cities, like everyone wakes up at 2 in the afternoon and it's just about to go dark. It's like,
yeah, it's definitely
madness.
A little bit crazy.
Yeah.
But then it's like at the same time, like with me and my little group of friends out there, like going to the bar doesn't even, that's not even like a thing, because everything's so fucking expensive, you know? It's like cigarettes are $15 a pack, gas is $5, like beers at the bar are $12. So it's like,
really?
Yeah.
Damn, it's like Europe or something.
Yeah.
Or Japan.
Just the tax rate on everything out there is literally like incredible. Equal to, if not worse, than New York. But then it's like,
or something.
Yeah, but it's fun. I don't know, a lot of museums,
yeah.
Good parks. Not in maybe a Southern color or California standpoint, but shit that like
know,
we would love, you know.
My friend Maguire was in town. I took him to Frogtown Park.
Yeah, but that place is fun. Like to me, that's like a little piece of home. You
I
know,
think he was
some
like,
shitty prefab
like,
park.
You dickhead! What are you doing? Like,
but then he said 20 minutes in, he was loving it.
Yeah,
yeah.
I think that park's fun. I've had fun every time I've been
there.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So, yeah, I just think you need to sort of.
And it's the parks in Chicago are old. They're all shitty. The transition's not perfect. And but that's, I don't know, it makes it fun. It's not a perfect skate obstacle at that point. It's like something you can learn and become accustomed to. And that's part of what it is. Like a little challenge almost. It's not given to you on a fucking silver platter, which is sick.
Exactly.
Like everything in California.
Yeah,
like,
and that's like, yeah. But it's the same thing with you, being from England. Fucking rain, cracks, man. Shitty ground.
My friend Seth called this out, and he was like, however long you've been skating, say you've been skating for 10 years,
yeah.
right? In England, you can pretty much say that you've been skating for 5 years.
For 5 years, easily.
Because half the time you want to go out and skate and you can't.
Yeah.
There's like no way. It's like just raining or snowing yeah. or just like...
It's horrible.
Yeah, it's gnarly.
And it's like my friends, the Beastos Locos, that's my crew back home, my good dudes, but they just went back home. They were on a trip out here for a month, spent some time in Arizona, and then just headed back to Chicago, where it's probably like negative 20 degrees and about a foot of snow on the ground. So it's
like... I think we're going to have to play that Tom Waits song.
Yeah, we can do that for sure. No, I got one more I'm trying to get on before
we
take it off.
Yeah,
but,
for sure.
But yeah, I've never really thought about it that way, the 10 to 5 year difference.
Right?
And maybe that's why we're all so bad at skating.
I was like, wow, okay.
Because like today we went to the fucking barracks and it's like, this is sick, obviously, because I'm at the barracks and I get to skate with all these professionals, which I get stressed out about anyways, but it's like, I don't know. Why does California have the best indoor parks? That makes no fucking sense to me.
It doesn't.
You know what I mean?
But you know what it is? It's like they have the high percentage of pros and whatever.
Yeah.
And so there has to be this situation, because Costin can't go to like Lincoln Park nowadays.
Yeah.
Because
he just gets mobbed.
He gets mobbed, and every single kid is going to be calling their friends and texting their friends and Instagramming like, fucking Costin's at Lincoln. What? Blah, blah, blah. So... it's like he can't even skate anywhere anymore without getting mobbed.
Yeah.
Like, unless he finds like some like secret street spot, which is effort to do.
Yeah.
So they want a TF, like a training facility.
Yeah.
And it's fair enough. If you've got a bunch of money and you want to go skateboarding, that's what you would
have.
That's
very true.
So it's just a different situation for them.
It's just eye-opening, like being at the barracks and looking at what they have to skate there.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm not gonna fucking jump down this 10 stair. Like, I want to skate the slappy curb. I want to do this or that.
Yeah.
But it's like, it just kind of shows you like how incredibly good people actually are at skating.
Oh, people are ridiculous.
It's insane.
Hey, that kid Squints was there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That dude is rad.
Did you see that wall ride? He's rad. He reminds me of Cardio.
For sure. He did that fucking boneless in his creature part that was like out of control. That dude is sick, for sure.
Yeah, he's really good.
And a nice dude. Met him today.
Heard he lives in his car.
Really?
Yeah.
Because he was saying he just kind of like stays spot to spot, like SD.
I was like, where do you live, man? He's like, kind of SD, like Long Beach.
Yeah,
I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, but he was definitely sick. Was that today the first day that you met him?
Yeah, I've never met him before. His energy and like how hyped he was just reminded me of Cardio.
For sure.
Yeah.
Should we get this next tune going? The Modern Lovers, who is...
She cracked.
Yeah, the front man's Jonathan Richman, who, if you've seen Something About Mary, he's the dude that does the soundtrack. He's like in the tree and in the restaurant. I don't know how familiar you are with that movie.
I saw that movie with Jim Thurbord, Robbie Reed, and Frosty
okay.
in 1999 in San Francisco.
Okay. Jonathan Richman was kind of involved with like John Cale and Velvet Underground and like that kind of scene during that time. But
yeah.
Super sick.
Sick. All right, I'm gonna hit it.
Do it.
Well, she was sensitive. She understood me. She understood the European things from 1943. But she does all these things that I can't stand. I get jealous. She stays with her. I'm sad, but I won't.
Hey, that was good.
Yeah, it's a good one.
That did work good for a video.
Yeah, actually, I don't know if you've ever seen the DVD of Flip Sorry, but they did a bunch of, like, bonus footage of tours and whatnot.
Okay.
They didn't use that song specifically, but they used a few songs from that same album.
Oh, okay.
But it's rad.
So yeah, that's a good one.
Rowley and Ardo and those dudes just, like, destroying shit.
Oh, yeah, I can totally see that working, tune, yeah. But, yeah, it's funny. Things are, like, kind of changing now. It's like you used to be able to just punk it and, like, use a song and on a video, but now it's like you got to clear it with iTunes. And
yeah.
It's all over the internet if you're lucky, and then...
And that's kind of what we're trying to do right now. It's
for sure,
getting
yeah.
a little stressful.
Yeah.
Cause I think we got it. We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
It just sucks sometimes being, like, so overly hyped on a song that you'll just never fucking get the
rights
to.
I know, but
to,
we're not going to get rights to the Rolling Stones or Michael Jackson or something, you know?
No, so, no.
But I liked the process for Video Nasty. I thought it was fun and, like, just hitting all the artists up.
For
and
sure.
It was like, and everyone was, like, really cool about it. We got one denial, and that was from Rudimentary Pinoy.
Oh, yeah, because Craig wanted it.
I reached out to them, and they were like, no, we don't use... our music for commercial purposes. And I was like, it's a skate video.
That's what I'm saying.
We're not going to make money. And then we're just like, well, yeah, either way, it's to promote something.
Yeah.
But don't use it.
Because me and Cody have been talking about people that we might be able to hit up and use. But
we
don't
run into Aerial Pink.
Yeah, we're trying to just run into Aerial Pink on the side of the road. And we'll ask him. We'll put him on
I actually might know somebody who knows him.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're getting there.
Yeah.
The wheels are turning.
Exactly.
Aerial Pink, if you're listening, not, you aren't, but hit us up. We want to use your Wii.
Usually tunes in.
We like your tunes, man. But yeah.
Wow, 48.
Someone was play some new Aerial Pink.
Oof.
You got any?
Do we have the rights to? Oh. I'm just fucking
Hey, I tell you what, right? This is how we get in. We play an Aerial Pink song. We don't pay him a royalty. You walk up to him on the street and you give him $1. And
I'll
you
give
say,
him fucking $20.
I'd steady on. Right? You walk up to him, you give him $1, you say, we played one of your songs on the pirate radio show the other night.
Yeah.
Here's your royalty. And that's an in right there.
And then he'll be like, fuck it. These dudes are sick.
He's like, you guys rule.
Yeah, these guys rock.
I needed that $1 for the bus. Because I don't have any money and I always ride the bus.
He doesn't have any money.
No, he's broke.
Hold on, I'm trying to find a good Aerial song. Me and Cody just sit at
Man,
work all day.
Man, you're on first-time terms with him already.
Yeah. I mean, we go way back. I just lost his number over time.
I see.
You know how that goes, though.
I do.
Which one should we play, Code?
The one that sounds like Egyptian.
Oh, that one gets all crazy at the end, though.
Egyptian death match.
Yeah, we can cut it. All right, we got it. We got an ad. Sorry, everybody.
This is making for bad radio here, Franklin.
The fucking nanodes are down or something. The space juice is just fucking with me.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
I don't either most of the time.
I like it. All right, here we go. This one's from Patrick.
This one's for you, Ariel.
Hit us up.
It is the crazy Egyptian one.
It's sick, dude. This is the song me and Cody are trying to use.
I didn't see this working for you.
It breaks down.
Yeah, it's so good.
Down in Miami,
Jeez, Franklin, of course you want to skate to this.
Cody just
once, just once. Can you skate to like a regular song instead
well, that's
of like
up to
avant-garde
you.
Bullshit?
But that, I don't know. That's up to you this time.
This is where the pink pants come in, right, Cody?
Yeah. We can cut it whenever.
Okay, consider it cut.
It's cut.
Okay. I got another Tom Waits song that we're playing now before we leave this place.
We'll end it on that one.
Chicago, right? All right. Well, we got 8 minutes, so, yeah. You know, there you go. Yeah, like, you always skate to, like, weird stuff. I like the Nagajus. Or was it Hoface? What was the video you sent me? And I was like, that kickflip wall ride was tight.
Yeah, that was the initial video
that I sent
you. And
then
there
was, like, really
weird
footage of you looking at the camera with, like, a mohawk or something.
Yeah, that was the first video that Matt and Gene made. It was called Naga Juice.
Naga
but that
Juice.
Song I skated in, that was kind of normal. It was
okay.
A cover of David Bowie Fame by
right.
a dude named Ty Segall.
Okay.
So it was a little weird, but it's definitely gotten weirder.
Right, yeah, it's gotten weird. The Welcome To video, I watched it the other day. I put it up. It was avant-garde.
I don't even know how people, like, took that.
People seem to like it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really care regardless, but...
Yeah, no.
Whatever. Fuck it.
But it was part of the whole film week thing, and everybody would just, like, was stoked on having an edit every day,
I think. And it was just kind of, we were just fucking throwing shit together anyways, because it was like, we're doing this film week.
Yeah.
And I remember it was like, I was supposed to have the last day and have more time to put it together. But then it was like, we can't get this fucking Tom Day thing going. So then it was like, can we have it by tonight?
Yeah.
So me and Gene just sat down and just like fried. Just like, all right, let's do this. But it was, I don't know. I back it for sure. It's fucking like, I don't know, Fisk, shit like that. That's like what I'm about and into. So.
Bloody Fisk.
Fuck, man. I miss him. I miss his skating parts. But he did just put out the Fancy Lad part, which is really sick.
Okay, I need to see that properly.
It's really, really good.
Yep. You need to sit down and watch it.
Yeah.
Sort of.
It's just a classic Fisk part. A little bit of everything. But
right, okay.
Completely enjoyable to watch the whole time.
There was some footage you sent me, and he, like, puked into, like, a pumpkin, like a carved-out jack-o'-lantern. Mm-hmm. And it was one of the best things I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And it never made it to any footage, any of the hijinks even. It was like... That totally should have been used.
Yeah.
That should have been his ender, you know?
And that's what me and Cody have been talking about, too, a lot lately, is more of, like, the magic sticky hand, like, hijinks, stupid shit, you know? Like, you slapping Fisk on the forehead with the giant magic sticky hand in the beginning. Like, that's the shit that I fucking get a kick out of.
We have to bring that on the next trip.
Okay.
We got to bring the giant
those
sticky
things,
hand.
You can buy them at every gas station.
Yeah.
Like, you can buy them at gas stations all over. That's
that
so
big?
Fun. And then when we launched Magic Sticky Hand, like, the Magic Sticky Hand came about because me and Fisk and Alan Glass were in Paris and we were doing these trips.
Mm-hmm.
And we went to the store over the road and they sold Magic Sticky Hands. And we were, like, playing with them. And Fisk just turned around and he said, skateboarding is like a magic sticky hand. And we were like, what? And we were dying laughing. And we were like, that's the name of the new video.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That's the name of it. So that's how it came about. And then we did the video premiere for it. Everybody who came to the premiere got a goodie bag. And the goodie bag had, like, candy and, like, stickers and badges. And it had a magic sticky hand in. And everybody just ripped it open and was, like, swatting each other with it immediately. It just was chaos. It was so crazy.
And the new Slappy Stick has a magic sticky hand in it. So
it does,
everybody,
yeah.
That's more incentive to go buy
Slappy
Stick.
Slappy Stick, as if you needed any more incentive.
I'm saying.
All right, we're going to wrap this up because
okay.
It's about time. So.
Thanks for having me, Foz. This was
No,
a
it's
pleasure.
Been awesome.
Yeah.
Thanks. It wasn't too nerve-wracking or anything.
No,
it
not
was
at
like,
all.
It was super mellow, huh?
Yeah.
And we played some good songs, I think.
We played some good tunes.
Yeah.
We had some good times.
All right. Well, we'll play out with Chicago and then we'll sign off. This is our planet here, but it won't grow. that was Tom Waits. This is Foss FM. Wrapping up. Thanks for coming on, Patrick.
Thank you for having me.
Tim Time's on next.
Tim Time.
10 till 11, right?
That's it.
All right, cool. All right, enjoy it. Thanks again. Probably see you next week.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, guys.